brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tell you, 2 hours you just blasted past us. We're going to be going to John and Larry and Gary and Alex here in just a few minutes. We're talking to Professor Tex Mars, a good friend of mine, pastor, best-selling author right here in Austin, Texas. Power of Prophecy is his ministry. We'll tell you about his websites and his toll-free number to get his amazing free newsletter before he leaves us. He's here talking about his new book. Comes out tomorrow. We're carrying it right now. I'm pre-order it, but it's coming in tomorrow, the next day. We'll be shipping it out. And that's Codex Magica, an amazing new encyclopedic book. When we come back from this quick segment, in the next segment, I want to ask you about Hugo Chavez saying, we don't practice Halloween. We're not satanic like the Americans. Because I know a lot of Latin Americans, and they are scared to death of Halloween. Mexico's different, though. They're a little more satanic, more like the Western culture. Let's go ahead and go to John in Mass. John, you're on the air with Tex Mars.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Tex. It's great to be on with you guys today. I just wanted to call because, number one, I'm calling from, I live in Salem, Massachusetts, which today I absolutely hate. Worst day of the year, live here. But what a lot of people don't understand is, you know, a lot of people come up here, they're dressed in costumes, they go downtown, they hang out, but they don't understand that there's witches all over here that are practicing secret rituals. And it's one of those invite-only things, and I mean, it really is incredible. It's going on right under everyone's nose, and they don't even get it.
Well, we've studied it throughout history. You'll have the actual Satanist engaging in rituals and then posing as Christians. Tex, you want to comment on this?
Well, I think it is interesting up in Salem, Massachusetts, where I remember seeing pictures. I've never been to Massachusetts. I'm sure it's beautiful up in New England. But they actually have road signs, you know, inviting you into the land of the witches, and they have a picture of a witch riding a broom, supposedly. And I remember Governor Michael Dukakis, and I know John will remember this. He once had a little celebration, you might say, a little luncheon in his governor's mansion there. And he named one of the witches, I think it was Laurie Cobbett or one of them, as the Commonwealth of Massachusetts official witch. And again, this is all supposed to be in great fun, but it's not so much fun. You know, I was recently reading a book published in France, but now in English, because it was so popular, and it is entitled Abortion as a Religious Sacrament. And the author of it says that abortion is a wonderful thing, and witches and goddess advocates should support it, because it is really the sacrifice of a live human being.
Well, did you hear about coming in from Colombia, all of those dead babies inside the statues, and it was hardly even in our news, but it was in the BBC, being shipped in for rituals in Miami a month ago?
Oh, my goodness, no, I missed that. That is just that's just incredible.
And barely, it was in the BBC, showed photos of all these statues with dead babies in them, and they were gonna gobble them.
Wow, this is just, well, it is grotesque, and it is real, and that's what I want to encourage people
to
understand.
Well, how dare you say they're bad eating dead babies, Tex? That's a friendly thing to do.
Well, you know, again, we get back to the ancient mystery religions, and one of the things I show in Codex Magica, whether it's Albert Pike, the former Sovereign Grand Commander of Freemasonry, all of the Satan worshippers and the leaders of the early Illuminati, all of them believed basically in sacrifice. It's interesting that Pike, who actually used Indians during the Civil War to take the scalp of Yankee soldiers, he was a Civil War Confederate general, and it's interesting that his statue sits in front or stands in front of the U.S. Justice Department in Washington, D.C.
Right down the street from the Supreme Court.
Isn't that amazing? A Confederate war general statue stands in Washington, D.C. on public land in front of the Justice Department.
Jesse Jackson doesn't seem to care.
Well, Jesse's a 33rd degree Mason, as is Colin Powell.
We got a break. We'll be right back with more calls. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to AssetProtectionTeam.com. Tell them you heard it on
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Chavez, president of Venezuela, calls for ban on Halloween. BBC, he said, we don't dress our children up like witches. We're not like that. We're not here to terrorize our people. We're not Satanists. We're not here to put fear into our nation, putting fear into their own people. And there have been lanterns being put around the Capitol building with little threats in it as of late, little threats to Chavez. Now, I'm not here defending Chavez and his political views, but the point is that he's outside the New World Order. He's not playing ball with them. Clearly, they hate his guts. And, a strange bedfellow here. Chavez agrees with us that it's really bad news. I'm not for banning it because it's free speech, folks, but we need to be honest about this, and under the hate crime laws, I wouldn't be able to criticize this, and they're trying to get those passed. They have in England. I mean, how can they have the head of the Church of England, the Bishop of Canterbury, openly as a Druid? I have the video of him and photos of him in the new film in his Druid outfit with a big sword. And Julius Caesar, right there at that very spot 2,000 years ago, saw them eating the people they'd sacrificed. I mean, this is admitted. Tex, why do you think Chavez is out here saying this now?
Well, of course, Chavez has been attacked, and even Pat Robertson, by the way, you're going to find out he is a high-level Freemason, and you'll see the actual hand signals that Pat Robertson uses in my book, Codex Magica. So Pat Robertson, the Seven Iron Club, is a tool of the elite, and they're all after Hugo Chavez, and you're absolutely right. He will not play ball with the Illuminati elite. They hate the guy. He has a lot of oil, more than just about anybody in this hemisphere. And they're going to, watch out, he will probably be a dead man before long. I hope he's got some good bodyguards.
But now he's giving speeches about how he doesn't want his people worshiping the devil like us.
Well, I think he knows what he's talking about there. We are the leading country on the occult. I mean, our movies. You just turn on the television and just look at the array of evil, occultic, satanic slasher movies. Our kids are being programmed this way. And no wonder we're having things like what happened at Abu Ghraib prison, because these kids are being taught that there's nothing wrong with this hideous activity and behavior.
Oh, it's gonna get worse.
It probably will get worse. But it is interesting that Hugo Chavez is throwing this up to us right in our face. Well, you know the Bible says, and I don't mean to preach a sermon here, but it's very simple, a simple rule of thumb. It says, overcome evil with good. That's what we're supposed to do as Christians. But what kind of example is it to send evil, to transmit evil throughout the world with this holiday? And by the way, if we are, supposedly we were formed first as a Christian nation, and a lot of people say that's not true, but again, Halloween was not practiced among the people. It was brought over here by immigrants to the United States and really began to get in popular means about 1845. So George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, they didn't know anything about Halloween. It would have been a grotesque thing for them.
Well, also, even the Associated Press is on the history of Christmas, and I've had guests on and written books about that.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus, I think it was like in 1820 to 1830 or so, they banned Christmas for a decade because there were so many fires, so many murders, so many shootings in London, and everybody modeled that there were these groups of street thugs that would demand tricks or treats on Christmas as well. And they modeled after, and I've seen the old sketches of him, you know, from the period. He looks like Freddy Krueger. He's a criminal with gorilla arms, with striped stockings, and Santa Claus runs around basically stealing and murdering. And so now that's Coca-Cola, by the way. Santa, they made him popular in the 20s. He didn't even get popular in the 20s. Just one company, Coca-Cola. Oh, he's a friendly guy with a big beard. See, now that's Christmas. So they're even Easter, Ishtar, the bunny rabbit, the eggs, you know, Playboy, sex, fertility, folks. You know, the symbol Ishtar, the bunny. I mean, Tex, they're taking everything over.
They are. Now, the first step is basically to pollute Christianity, to bring us these things, and they look good. They have tinsel on them. They look wonderful. They're gaily wrapped, all of these holidays. But eventually they will come back and admit it, and they will say, did you know that Christmas is really a pagan, satanic day? Did you know that the very word Santa, S-A-N-T-A, that word is an anagram for Satan? Just a little scrambling of the letters. They will actually admit what they have done to us, and people will go, oh, well, that's okay. See, this is their plan. It is the way the satanic psychologists work.
Well, all you do is switch
this in people's minds.
All you do is switch the T with the N, you get Satan.
Yeah, you get Satan, and I can show you in the New Age occultic literature, for example, published by the Lucis Trust, they call their god Sanat, S-A-N-A-T. So here again, we see an anagram for Satan. The Masons, of course, worship a god they call Jabulon, which is, and they call him the great architect of the universe. So all of these shadowy names, of course, are synonyms when you really look into it, because Jabulon means a combination of Yahweh or Jehovah, Baal, and On, which is one of the names of the Egyptian god Osiris.
Tex, I want to jam a few final calls in here. I know you've got to go, and I'm going to move quick through these. But what is the New World Order's final master plan? You know, if they had their way, what would things look like right now?
Well, they're on their way to getting it. What they want is a utopia in which the elite philosophers, which they think is them, you can be as stupid as George Bush, but he believes he's a king philosopher, as, you know, would have it back in Platonic, Plato-type literature. They want a utopia on Earth, which means the peasants, a feudalistic system, will be reinstituted, and the masses will be ruled over by this lordly elite. And so that is the New World Order. So they are going to use religion economics, politics, all those areas to bring it to pass. And so they're working in every field, these custodians of what they call the plan.
Absolutely. Give us the toll-free number to get the free newsletter and the new book, Codex Magica.
Sure, Codex Magica, of course, on Infowars.com. But people can call us and get a free newsletter. We'll tell them a little bit about it. Codex Magica is the name of it. Ask for that particular newsletter. Call us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. Now, if they want the book, they can go ahead and order it. Just tell the lady, because she's not going to ask you. She's not going to try to sell you anything, who answers the phone there. But 1-800-234-9673, or, Alex, as you mentioned, it will be available on Infowars.com on the Internet.
It is right now. We just posted it today, and so same price as Texas selling it for. I hope you get it. It's $35 because it's 600-plus pages, weighs 2 pounds, and I hope you'll get it and support what Texas is doing. Let's jam calls in. I know you guys have been patient. I want to get to you. I guess next up here is Larry. Larry, you're calling us from Arizona, I believe. Go ahead.
That's right, Alex. I had to call in when I heard that Texas was on your show because I owe Texas thanks. Several years ago, I made a missionary journey over to the Philippines, and at that time, Texas was offering free materials for missionaries, and his office was kind enough to send me 4 cases of books, which I handed out in the Philippines, and the people there were very grateful.
Yeah, Texas is one of the most gracious people I know. Very, very nice person.
Well, y'all are way too kind to me, but thank you very much, Alex and Larry.
Tex, I'd like to ask you a question, if I can. One of your tape series that I got several years ago, and by the way, you were the first person that turned me on to all of this New World Order stuff back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So I also want to thank you for that. But what I wanted to ask you about was one tape series that you had about people that were ducking out of the Vietnam War and going into seminaries, and they really didn't do it for the right reason.
Yeah, communist infiltrating. Thanks for the call. I want to take a few more. Tex, comment on that?
Well, there was, a church of universal life, a fake church that came up during the Vietnam War, and I think 3 million guys became ministers of this fake church with a by-mail ordination certificate, and they got out of the war. And many of these people went on to actually pastor churches. And there were hundreds of thousands who went to divinity schools and seminaries because they were draft dodgers. And now, hey, they're in their high 40s, 50s, 60s, and they're running the religious establishment. Larry is absolutely right.
Exactly.
So be very careful who your pastor is.
Exactly. Let's talk to Gary in Ohio. Gary, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First time I called you, I want to thank you for fighting the New World Order. I learned about 9/11 basically from you. I've been passing out your videos, and also the whole globalist control thing.
Well, thank you.
I was least interested in the Bohemian Grove and the occult aspect of it until I saw Bohemian Grove and found out they're serious. They do that, serious black magic stuff. I want to say for most people, I come from more on the left, and for most people, Halloween is just make believe, goofy stuff. But as far as the globalists, I think that, we're doing a great job of exposing them. But right now, they own the army. They own the media. They can cut you off in a minute. They own the banking system, dollars, voting. They put pig genes in our tomatoes and our food. You know what they did with the water in Bolivia, where they were charging people
yes.
a quarter of their monthly income just to survive.
Mm.
So my question is, to restore American liberty, don't we really have to think about, taking these things back from them? Not like Stalin or anything, but like a decentralized grassroots control of all that
okay,
stuff.
I appreciate your call, and I wish you'd call back some other day. We could talk 10 minutes about this. We're out of time. But, yeah, you've got to decentralize things. You got to break up these monopolies. They're not free market. They're the opposite of that. And so they love socialism because that consolidates wealth for them. Tex, do you agree?
Absolutely. The only thing I would add, Alex, is, a lot of these organizations, I believe Sierra Club, environmental groups and such, they are actually controlled by the elite. They claim to be decentralized, but they're not. But we need to develop mechanisms. We need to develop a true decentralization. You're right.
Tex, I really want to thank you for coming on with us, my friend. Look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Alex, great to be on with you and your wonderful audience again. And God bless you.
God bless you. We'll be right back to tell you about forced vaccination coming up. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're carrying Codex Magica. Get it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Of the National Vaccine Information Center on with us. We'll be talking to her in a moment. Barbara Lee Fisher. They passed the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act for Homeland Security, page 76, because they couldn't get the states to do it 3 years ago. They tried to order medical workers and police to take it. They wholesale refused 99%+, according to the Associated Press and LA Times, showing that even the enforcers aren't stupid. When top virologists and others came out and said that this thing will spread smallpox and is very toxic. Well, here's one, London Telegraph. Now, I see articles like this every day. Here's just one today because we got this guest on. Flu jab may be fatal to some pensioners. They report that old folks going in to get the shots are dying. They're suffering internal bleeding and dying, and something's in the vaccines. Folks, how many people do you know were never sick, they took a flu jab, and they go to the hospital? And then the last 5 years, they admit the flu shots they've given you don't even cover the flu that's coming out this year. But you still line up like cattle. Massive studies, I mean, medical studies, double-blind studies, decades-long studies show that folks that take four or five or more flu shots who are older get Alzheimer's. Well, yeah, the mercury. What do you think it does to your brain, folks? What? It's Alzheimer's is the exact same thing as mercury poisoning in many cases. And it's been a scourge. Autism up several thousand percent. We've had medical doctors on to cover this. They haven't taken it out of the shots. They've actually increased it in most shots, like the MMR and flu, up to 250 times safe levels. That all said, that's admitted, that all said, now they are trying to pass mechanisms to forcibly inject you, to federalize the states to do this. They're having drills all over the country in Walmart parking lots where they practice busing in the school kids for their forcible injection. They give them a jelly bean, so when it really happens, they don't have fear. This is really scary, and now they want to give them liability protection. Now, here's the difference. I'm for liability protection of gun makers, because if somebody goes and buys a Louisville Slugger and beats your brains out, it's not Louisville Slugger's fault. Or if somebody runs over you in a Ford pickup truck on purpose, it's not Ford's fault. It's the same thing with guns. But with these shots, they claim it's a medical thing. They claim it's a drug. They claim it's something that helps you. And it doesn't, and they knowingly do this. They need to be held accountable. We're going to break here in a few minutes, but you should be with us for the balance of the broadcast until about 50 after. We'll try to jam a few calls in. And she is Barbara Lee Fisher. Barbara, we've got this new nightmare. It's passed the Senate. It's in the House. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, it's the latest in legislation, federal legislation, since September 11, 2001, that is trying to totally absolve the vaccine makers from all liability for vaccine injuries and deaths, and also protect anyone who's connected with giving these vaccines, any public health officials, any physicians who give the vaccines, from what happens after they give them. And it all started with the Homeland Security bill after 9-1-1 and the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act, which were going through the states, passed through the states. And then we have Project BioShield 2004, and now we have this latest legislation that is trying to take away all liability for whenever the Secretary of Health and Human Services declares even an imminent public health emergency, which gives great latitude there, that then they would be able to use even unlicensed drugs and vaccines on the people, and nobody would be held accountable if the people died.
And this is going to be forcible, by the way, boys and girls.
Yeah, I think that people really don't understand what they did with the Homeland Security bill. It was the most incredible reorganization of the checks and balances that we have had historically in power in this country. It tilts now to the executive
branch. Yeah, it's total federalization. It's a giant cloaking device for public martial law. Ron Paul and many others are now saying
right.
That.
And certainly, I mean, that's where they started to talk about, where they gave the power to the Secretary of HHS to declare even an imminent public health emergency and use, quote, substance or substances on the people. Whatever, that's very broad. And then, of course, Project BioShield 2004 went further. And, in fact, there have been a number of military personnel who have been forced to take the anthrax vaccine, which is basically an experimental vaccine. It has never been licensed by the Food and Drug Administration.
And that's illegal even with the military, but I guess not now.
No, there's been a court case in the federal district court here, and there was a judge that said to Donald Rumsfeld, you may not give these soldiers this experimental vaccine without informed consent because it's experimental, it's against the law. And what the Secretary of Defense did in conjunction with the Secretary of HHS is invoke Project BioShield and had an emergency use authorization issued that got around that federal court order. So you see, already we're seeing what's happened when we give too much power to the executive branch.
And folks, I mean, they're doing this on purpose to the troops. Understand, this is bioweapons testing on our own people. Oh, boy. Triple the deformities and all sorts of health problems. Everything's fine. Well, roll up your sleeves and get ready. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up on November 4th, right here in Texas, and they don't have the special fraud electronic voting machines in everywhere. We still have a chance to defeat this. 90%+ of Texans are against the toll roads. You're going to see election fraud at work here when you watch. There's a good chance. Oh, magically, though, doesn't matter what all the polls show, you voted for the tolls. We've caught them red-handed many times. That's why in your town, you don't have these new machines in. You really got to vote. Vote no on Prop 1 and Prop 9. One's the toll roads, and 9 is trying to, so they can stay in office longer. Just vote no on 1 and 9 for our Texas audience. And no matter where you live in the country, they're coming at you with the toll roads. By the way, before school always opens, they tell you, it's the law, you got to go be vaccinated to go to school. There's no law. There's never been a law. But they're just lying, and it's a big, big business. Just with this flu scare they're doing with the bird flu. Look at what they've been able to do. They've been running around yelling and screaming about that and hyperventilating, and turns out Rumsfeld's company is going to make between $4 and $7 billion with this pill. And then one of the other companies has got connections into the White House making the flu vaccine, which they admit doesn't even cover this supposed flu. So it's just a huge payoff in the tens of billions of dollars each year to these guys. And then we find out what's in these vaccines. We have the CDC documents from 2000 where they said we've brain damaged millions, but we've got to cover this up. And it's by design, folks. So make no mistake, this is happening. This is coming. And they're really pushing to set the precedent to put in our bodies what they want, when they want. They're talking about engineering vaccines into vegetables now. They already have the technology, pharmacological crops. They're setting this precedent, talking to the president, Barbara Lee Fisher, of the National Vaccine Organization that exposes all of this. And we're so honored to have her on with us today from the National Vaccine Information Center. Continuing with what we're facing, how do we beat this? Because they just keep coming back with this. How do we beat this, Barbara?
Well, you know, I don't know how we're going to really be able to turn this, to stop this bill. We might be able to. People are going to have to contact their congresspersons, and they're going to have to make their views known. I mean, that's about the only way we can, because we're outgunned up there by the pharmaceutical industry. They have just incredible power and money, and also medical organizations, which are also lobbying for this bill.
Well, I mean, you said it. I want to make something clear here. Remember earlier this year they passed the New Freedom Initiative, the Orwellian term, for forced psychological testing and drugging of all school-aged children, forced testing for all, drugging of many, and the drug company's own internal documents said this was about money. We're going to be able to put half the kids on drugs now. I mean, literally, they just bought our politicians that command our police, and they're just going to show up and demand we take Ritalin and Prozac. I mean, so now they're just going to demand we... I mean, imagine owning a business where you make people buy your product.
It's amazing because, of course, and there's no liability attached. You talk about a stockholder's dream and a consumer's worst nightmare. And I've always said, you know, that until the cop with the nurse and the syringe and the gun it comes to your door, Americans are not going to wake up and realize the freedoms that we've given away. Now, one of the things is that public health laws, including those laws governing vaccination, have always been state laws. Why? Because in the U.S. Constitution, anything that was not defined as a federal activity defaulted to the state. So you're right that there's no federal law compelling vaccination yet, but there are state laws in the different states, and however, there have been exemptions that so far they've allowed people to get.
But this is a big step in knocking that out.
It started with Homeland Security, and yes, the Homeland Security law was the first time that the feds started to intrude upon the state's rights in this area.
And people say that, oh, they'll never, you know, Homeland Security doesn't affect me, Patriot Act doesn't affect me. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does, folks.
It does, and what the bigger plan is, of course, is once they can get all liability removed from those who make vaccines and drugs, those who give them to you, or who recommend that they be given to you, then there's no liability. Then they can, as you know, President Bush several weeks ago said he wanted to use the U.S. military to forcibly quarantine people in the case of a flu epidemic or pandemic. Well, along with that is forced vaccination.
Well, I'll just say this. That's why they gave us the Second Amendment.
Yeah, and we also have the Seventh Amendment, which is our right to a trial by jury in front of a jury of our peers. This legislation totally destroys the Seventh Amendment.
Did you know that the former top CIA analyst for Ronald Reagan and Bush Sr. says the government may carry out terror attacks and set up martial law? Did you know Ron Paul said the government wants to use this vaccine system to declare martial law and get our guns? So many prominent people are now saying we are actually becoming a commie Nazi system. I mean, America really is going into a total dictatorship very soon.
I never thought I would feel that our country is in danger and that we have so eroded the fundamental principles of the Constitution when it comes to civil liberties. And, I mean, our founders came here because they were fleeing from oppression by you know, kings and queens.
But that British oppression isn't a thimble. I mean, just compared to this washtub of evil we're now seeing.
Well, certainly, if we cannot have control over what we put in our bodies or the bodies of our children, we can in no sense be free. In my opinion, it's a human right to determine or what you're willing to risk your life for.
Well, Barbara,
child.
Why don't you tell people what they found in the vaccines confirmed? I mean, everything you can imagine.
Well, it is distressing when you go and you do the research and you find out how vaccines are made, and you find that, you know, they're using animal cell substrates like monkey kidney cells to make vaccines. We had a problem. A lot of people don't realize that the polio vaccine, both the killed and live polio, was contaminated with a monkey virus that has now been associated with brain, bone, and lung cancers in both humans, in both children and adults.
Conclusively proven for the explosive growth rate of many rare cancers that are now quite common, SV40, but there are new viruses, new cancer viruses they're finding in vaccines. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, there's. They want to raise the level, acceptable level of what they call adventitious agent contamination.
Well, let's just say it. These bastards have been spreading cancer. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, it's. I think that there's just been this sort of blind spot with Congress and with the public about vaccines, because there's been this incredible promotion that the polio vaccine, the smallpox vaccine, and all these vaccines have saved humanity from infectious disease.
And now they're openly saying, hey, we're not going to clean them up. In fact, we're going to make them as dirty as we want.
Well, unfortunately, with this liability protection, they can do whatever they want to. And the other thing about this bill, Senate Bill 1873, is that they are setting up this entity that is going to keep secret from the people. You can't, under the Freedom of Information Act, get any information about the way these vaccines and drugs are made.
Yeah, keeping science and reporting and all of this secret. A secret holocaust.
Yeah, and so the problem is you'll never be able to go to court to prove, like with the tobacco companies, they were, you know, you need to be able to go into court and hold industries.
Now, Bush already gave Eli Lilly protection, but we got that stripped.
In the Homeland Security bill, yes, a lot of we organized a call-in campaign and a fax campaign, and we got the thimerosal rider that protected the makers of the thimerosal, the mercury preservatives and vaccines, that was knocked out. But see, they've come around. They waited, and now they're going to achieve what they did not achieve in Homeland Security. They're going to achieve with this piece of legislation.
And people wonder why you never hear this on the nightly news. Half the advertisers. Now, I've already said this just from watching TV, but I've seen reports, news reports, and industry publications on advertising expenditures. About half of, in your average newscast, right around half of the ads are drug maker ads. And they all have their vaccine division. So literally, half the news budget is being paid for by the drug makers. They're buying up everything.
Well, just think, if you have a product that is mandated to be used by every single citizen born in this country.
But the media won't expose it because half their money, half their profits are from the drug makers.
I don't know what, you know, the only thing I can, what we need to do is we, as citizens, we need to stand up. And we need to get to our elected representatives. And if our elected representatives won't listen to what we say, we have to elect new representatives.
Yeah, we got to have recalls about this. Barbara, continuing here, you know, trying to look at this big picture of what we're facing.
People need to realize there are 200 vaccines in the research pipeline that are literally being developed to prevent every single infectious disease you can think of. And, you know, there's never been any research into whether preventing all illness in childhood and as adults is really good for us. I mean, obviously we've had illness on this earth since man walked the earth. You know, there are some scientists and physicians who are thinking independently and saying maybe getting sick once in a while is not bad for you, but is actually good for you.
Well, it's just like antibiotics has now given rise to superbugs that,
right,
you know, eat your skin. And I know people who have been on antibiotics for 10 years, they're totally unhappy, and they can't get off of them now because they don't have an immune system, and now it isn't even working for them. But look, that's the thing. Right now, they try to push about 45 vaccines on your kids. 10 years ago, it was 30. 10 years before that, it was 15. They're now talking about making your child take hundreds of shots, literally on a daily basis, injectors filled with every toxin you can imagine. This is unbelievable. I mean, this is like a science fiction horror movie.
Well, I'm afraid people are going to have to wake up and see that, you know, just because the smallpox vaccine eradicated smallpox and polio vaccine took polio out, doesn't mean that we have to use a vaccine for literally every disease known to man. You know, they're not doing the proper scientific research that needs to be done to look at this issue. They're just going blindly down the road saying more is better. you know, that we can take an unlimited number of vaccines. I mean, it doesn't even make any sense logically.
Well, they even admit that, you know, they have a vaccine to stop kids having earaches, but they admit that the vaccine's very dangerous. They have the meningitis shot, but they admit that's a very dangerous shot and doesn't even protect you in all cases. But
they've got hepatitis B vaccine. They're given to 12-hour-old infants in a newborn nursery, even though hepatitis B is an adult disease that is through having multiple sexual partners or being an IV drug user. They are creating a vaccines for every sexually transmitted disease that they want to target, including HIV.
Did you hear about England?
For teenagers.
Did you hear about England? I'm sure you did. They also barely defeated. They wanted to pass a law to give every child in England an injection of a vaccine with a live virus that was actually going to attack key nerve centers in the brain to, quote, cure children so they would never use cocaine, heroin, nicotine, or any other opiate.
Right.
But folks, imagine a vaccine with a virus that actually creates a type of chemical lobotomy. That's a science fiction movie, folks. That's Brave New World.
You're right. There's an anti-cocaine vaccine there. I'm telling you.
But it actually attacks the brain. They have a science fiction movie out about that right now.
Well, I just think we've given too much power to MDs and PhDs who choose to become scientists and physicians.
Well, some cop tries to come to my door, injected me with some kind of thing that attacks my brain. This is insane.
Well, I think people just don't understand, because so many of these laws are passed quietly, and that's one of the reasons that our organization, and we've been doing this vaccine safety work for 23 years, put out the press release and said, you know, people wake up, see what's happened. You need to take back your country. You need to take back your constitution. And you can only do that by going holding the elected officials accountable for the votes that they make. You need to monitor what your elected official at the state and federal level is doing. Find out what they're doing. Find out who gives the money. You can find that out by going on the internet and see who gives your elected official money. And then if you don't like what they're doing in Washington or in your state capital, you need to vote them out. Get your own people in
But
there.
I thought we fought the British so we could forcibly inject our children with hundreds of toxins.
I'm sure that our founders are turning over in their graves. They wouldn't believe. They really wouldn't.
Okay, well, we know it passed the Senate. What's the House bill number?
I don't have the House bill number in front of me here, but they can go to our website. We'll be updating that. We have a portion on our website, and we'll get that new House number in there.
That's NVIC.org.
That's correct.
NVIC.org. I know I've been jumping in a lot, Barbara. It's just that it freaks me out.
I know. I
mean, when I'm reading London Telegraph articles that are reported like it's good, oh, it's wonderful. It attacks the brain so that you can't have these receptors plugged in by the opiates or by the nicotine. But then I talked to a medical doctor, I already knew it, but I talked to a brain expert about it on air, and he said, well, of course, this will plug up the receptor where you can't feel good when you score the touchdown or you do good at work, mm-hmm, or your wife has that first child. I mean, if they destroy the receptors in the brain for those pleasures, those drugs simply mimic natural receptor points.
Yeah, it's Brave New World. I don't know if you ever read Aldous Huxley's Brave New World.
Yes.
But it's very unsettling. And I think, again, people have got to be more aware, and they need to vote people into their state legislatures and into Congress to understand that we do not want pharma running our lives. We don't want public health officials and pharma with too much power and too much money telling us what to put in our bodies.
Well, we've got to defeat the bill. Congress set to pass law eliminating liability for vaccine injury.
And we'll get that up on our website, the new House bill.
All right. It just went to the House. It was S-1873. It's passed the Senate. Biodefense and Pandemic Vaccine and Drug Development Act.
That's right.
And that'll be the name of the House. So just look for Bio and Pandemic Vaccine and Drug Development Act. And Barbara, I want to commend you for coming on. Folks, you need to go to your website, nvic.org, nvic.org, and you better get involved. Barbara, thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Take care. Folks, this isn't a joke, okay? Type in pharmacological crops. They're going to put it in the food. They already have it. They have developed vaccines that they're looking at in the U.S. and that they tried to pass a law last year in England by law to make you take a vaccine where the virus actually creates a plaque. A plaque. It actually goes in, tailored, and the virus plugs into your receptor sites and actually kills brain cells. I can't believe this. I mean, we're talking actual brain engineering. You want to know what all this technology and the $700 hammers have been spent on in the Pentagon? You know, it didn't really go into hammers. It is actual stuff where they give you a shot, and man, you are that mindless. After that, you're just like a zombie. And they're going to be coming by in their black mask. Laugh at me like you did about everything else. If we don't stop them in 10 years, they're going to be coming around even sooner in black mask with Rogue Leader 17. Go in, move in, move in. Take your shot now. You're with us now. Join us, join us. Now you're with us. Yes, yes. Now you're with the world leader now. I mean, these people are psychopathic, occult sickos. Go read the London Telegraph. Go read the BBC. They almost passed a law to actually lobotomize every child in England. I'm not joking. We are just living in absolute insanity. Normal people respond to it like I am.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
A few months ago, I saw a trailer for a science fiction movie where the government makes you take a shot of a virus that then makes you behave yourself. It goes in and eats your brain, eats certain... And, of course, that's real. They're actually about to pass laws to make us take it. I mean, see, that's why I'm freaking out here, folks. It's so bad. I mean, the cops out there, they're going to brain damage your kids. I know you'll just roll their sleeves up and let them hurt your children because you believe the system's so good. You're so brainwashed. You're so stupid. And you yuppies out there, and all of you, you make me sick. And in the movie Serenity, you know, that's the message. The government's really secretly, trying to make people sedative. I haven't seen the movie Equilibrium, but John Harmon running the show keeps telling me to see it. John, what does Equilibrium talk about? And I'm going to take a few calls.
Yeah, basically, everyone's forced to take this drug that emotions are banned in the future because emotions result in anger and violence and all that stuff. So everyone is turned into mindless zombies to ensure peace.
Which Aldous Huxley said his brother was UN Secretary General of UNESCO, but he wrote it back in the 30s before the UN even existed. And he said in a speech in 62 at Berkeley that I've aired here, no, this is the real plan. I've worked with the global government. My book is about our plan. So you go, well, why is what the book says what they're doing? Because it's an actual plan, people! Listen to me! Soylent Green is made out of people! It's that equivalent, okay? It's that level. They're so close to the troops and the injectors. And Ron Paul won't care anymore once they get him. He'll be on the news. Everything is fine. I've had my injection. I love the global leader. I mean, folks, this is not a joke. You realize we're in a science fiction horror movie. This is all you can do is fight at that point. When these dumb cops come with stupid troops who've all had their injections and all are following orders now, they're all going to be feeling fine. Go to InfoWars.com, get the new book Codex Magica, get my film Martial Law, make 1,000 copies, run around screaming, wake everybody up, freak out, pull your hair out. That's the normal response to this stuff. Just, it's unbelievable. They're going to make a law to forcibly inject us and no liability with just all this garbage, and it's going to be incrementally done. Let's talk to Alex in Mass, and Joseph in England's been holding for 5 million years. Go ahead, Alex. Quickly.
Oh, hey, I'm from North Carolina. Was there an Alex from Mass?
It doesn't matter. Go ahead,
matter.
Sir.
Okay. For 15 years or so, I've been aware of and incrementally of various things you talk about on the show, and I've always thought that I've done a good job of finding out about it, trying to protect myself and my family, until I learned recently that I guess I'm a complete moron, because I've been poisoning myself for the last 25 years, and I've been doing it with dental amalgam. And
dental amalgam is at 1/1 billionth as bad as these vaccines.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's good. I'm having all of them out, you know, as soon as I can. But it's unsettling, though, to know that, like, for example, I looked online and I found the material data safety sheet for a product called Dispersaloy. And, you know, if you go to a regular dentist, he'll tell you that there's nothing wrong with amalgams. They can't possibly hurt you. But the data sheet says that the number of amalgam restorations for one patient should be kept to a minimum. Inhalation of mercury vapor by dental staff may be avoided by proper handling.
Yeah, no, the actual literature says it's dangerous. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry we're out of time. Joseph in England. Go ahead, Joseph.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Equilibrium is a good film, but if you want to see a film that really describes the New World Order, there's a good one with Ewan McGregor called The Island you've got to see.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, The Island's great.
Yeah, I'm just going to read a quick headline out of the UK Daily Mirror. Our envoy loses satellite phone. Iraqi rebels find it. Run up a £500,000 bill calling Al-Qaeda in Yemen and Saudi Arabia, if you can believe that.
I never covered that. More proof Al-Qaeda is MI6 CIA.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right. I should have. It's in the stack. I didn't get to it. I'm sorry. You held so. Call me back tomorrow. We'll talk more. Okay.
Okay then.
Joseph, and that goes for John and everybody else, and Alex and all of you. Just great callers. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll free 877-300-7645.
Introducing.